Well, you know, without being disrespectful to other teams, you know, obviously they're the benchmark in Ulster, not just, you know, the teams that we played in the last couple of games, but, you know, in relation to ourselves as well. It's a team that we'd have looked up to in the last number of years and, I suppose, tried to aspire to be. And, you know, we got over the line last year against them, I suppose, Tyrone. We feel that they let us off the hook, and some of their players have said that publicly, you know, that, you know, they didn't implement their own game plan, and as a result, we got a foothold in the game, you know. So they'll feel that, you know, I suppose they're having the measure of us, and, you know, we just have to, I suppose, stick to our own guns and, you know, try and implement what we've been working on, I suppose, week in, week out in the training field. And, you know, I feel if we can do that, as usual, you know, that'll leave us competitive. And if you're competitive, you've always got a chance. And that's really the approach that we've always taken to the games to date, and it won't change between now and Saturday, Tom.
And I suppose the shoe is on the other foot, I suppose, in terms of, you know, you're going in as probably slight favourites. You're the reigning champions. It was the other way around last year. Tyrone coming into the game feeling maybe they left it behind them, as you said yourself, and as you know from your own experiences, that can be a mighty, mighty motivating factor. You have got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, but I suppose, like, you know, we went into the last two games as favourites and it didn't really bother us. And I suppose, looking at last year's situation, Tyrone went in as favourites and we actually won the game. So it doesn't mean much, you know, to be honest with you. The same set of rules apply, you know, for this game that will for any other game. And that's just, you know, there's a job to be done. We know the job that lies ahead of us and the challenge that lies ahead of us. And if we don't do our jobs collectively, then we're not going to perform. And if we don't perform, we're not going to be competitive. And if we're not competitive, we won't win the match. And that's a guarantee. So all them things really, you know, are linked, and for us, we just need to get our own performance ready, fine-tuned tonight, and hopefully then put faith in the boys to go out and deliver it on Saturday evening.
Mm. Is it a concern, or does it bother you at all, or is it something you take much interest in? But I'm sure you're aware of it, that, you know, you've really been talked up, and with people like Pat Spillane and Joe Brawley, and generally a lot of people talking Donegal up as real, not only Ulster champions, but as All-Ireland contenders.
Not at all, Tom, to be honest with you. You know, realistic to know that every game has to be dealt with on an individual basis, and, you know, that's where our focus has to lie. And, you know, people have opinions. You know, when people were criticising us last year, really, we didn't take notice of it. You know, we just had to go on and do our own thing. And if people are saying other things this year, it's the exact same situation. Reality is, like, Tom, you know, what goes on within the confines of the dressing room, or goes on, you know, within training, that's what dictates how successful or not successful you are. And, you know, the focus within the camp and the way they train and the way they can bring the information from the training field to the playing field will dictate if we perform or not. And that's where it's at for us, and that's what it's all about. And if we can replicate, I suppose, the good work that we've done in the two games up to this, and bring it forward another level, which I feel we'll have to win the game, then it'll put us in a good position to try and go and win the match. But as I said, you know, previously, if we don't do that, we won't win the match.
So it's going to take a big effort.
Well, it's going to take a massive effort, and I don't think there's anybody under any illusions. You know, I mean, they have the pedigree, you know, they have the players, they've been in these situations on numerous occasions. They feel they were caught on the hop last year, and, you know, they have the silverware to back that up. And I suppose, in terms of winning things, you know, we're pretty much novices. You know, we have the Ulster title from last year, but that's pretty much it, you know. So this gives us an opportunity to get back to an Ulster final, something that I personally and the players hold in very high regard. And the, you know, the competition now is at semi-final stage, and we're an hour away from the final, and I think it'd be a great achievement if we could get there. But it's going to be a huge test for us, and it's going to be a huge challenge, and I know Tyrone will be throwing everything at us, and we just have to, I suppose, try and do the same ourselves, and try and, I suppose, take the game to them as much as possible.